Stories Online.
Now, we want to keep Real Ghost Stories Online on the air, and we can only do that with the support of you guys, our EPP members. Our show is mainly supported by our EPPs. $5 a month is all we ask, and in exchange, you get a brand new bonus episode every single week and access to hundreds of bonus episodes of our show. EPP episodes, episodes that have fallen off of iTunes, exclusive video content, and so much more. So if you like this thing, call Real Ghost Stories Online. Please, this weekend, get to ghostpodcast.com and become an EPP. It is only $5 a month, and that is what fuels our show. This week's EPP bonus episode, it's a great one. It's a story of a couple in their home, their haunted home, and the trials and tribulations they go through trying to make it not so haunted. Simply asking it to go away doesn't seem to work very well. When they bring out their religious objects, hopefully to scare away, to ban, to keep away the darkness, it doesn't seem to work out oh so well either. It's a very, very chilling story on this week's EPP bonus episode of Real Ghost Stories Online. In fact, here's a little taste of this week's EPP bonus episode. My girlfriend and I have been experiencing a lot of paranormal activity over the past few years. Objects have been thrown within our vicinity over and over, be it in our bedroom or in our kitchen or living room. Nothing like having an object thrown at you while your back is turned. When I say thrown at you, I mean thrown so close it gets your attention. Nothing ever hit us. Sometimes I wish it did. Objects would come within centimeters of hitting you. Very frightening. One of the scariest times for me was when an object went flying at me while I was taking a shower. Yes, that's right. I was taking a shower. And to make matters worse, the door slammed shut after and the lights went off. That might sound like something from a Conjuring movie, but trust me when I say it did happen. For days and weeks, my girlfriend and I have been putting out religious objects throughout the house in an effort to rid the house of negative spirits that are haunting us. The local churches, the local parish, in addition to local paranormal teams, have been advising us to display our religious beliefs openly. Most of the time, this brought about ill results. Today's ill result was a Bible being hurled at me suddenly while I was in the bathroom. I was in the shower. My girlfriend had just left for work. Neither of us got much sleep that night. It became a contest of who would get up first, get ready first, and head out the door first in an effort to avoid seeing something paranormal. Tina left first this morning. She said goodbye to me and was gone. Minutes later, I'm in the shower bathing myself when suddenly a loud noise erupts. I saw something move out of the corner of my eye by the time I saw it and heard the bathroom door. It slammed shut, and the lights went off. Judging by that little portion of the story, it's probably not a protective spirit. It's a very dark spirit. You can hear the full story, the full account of what happened when you become an EPP at ghostpodcast.com. Get all 117 bonus episodes of Real Ghost Stories Online, all of the bonus episodes that have fallen off of iTunes, and exclusive video content, including Seeing Ghosts. We're up to episode 10 of that. Some very, very vivid and scary ghost images and video in the latest episode at ghostpodcast.com. If you like our show, you want it to continue well into 2017, please become an EPP. It's only $5. Know you're supporting our community and keeping this thing on the air. Just get to ghostpodcast.com. And thank you for your support of Real Ghost Stories Online.